For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Wednesday morning to you. Good morning to everyone out there. Thank you for your comments. I'm thrilled you're listening and following along with us. And regarding the January 18th conference, which at the time of my airing, my taping, we have not gotten to yet. We're getting there, but I'm saying it to say we will be taping that message. I know some of you have written in, and we will be taping that. I will have that available to you. You can simply write to us, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com. We'll mail that out to you. And we are anticipating a great time in God with that blow, mighty breath of God blow is what we're calling that thing. Look and make sure you keep checking our website. I got another February. Let's see, another meeting coming up February. I don't have my notes in front of me. February, I think we booked for the 19th. It's a nighttime. A Tuesday night, I'm going to be sharing a message called What to Do When Your Back's Up Against a Wall. And it's out of 1 Samuel with David and Ziklag. And man, that guy, he came back and found his wives and his children and his army's wives were all kidnapped, and fire had destroyed all their items. And but it says David encouraged himself in the Lord, and I really want to go into that with y'all. So that'll be February the 19th. But anyway, all these kind of dates, we're booking dates all year long, and we'd love for you to be a part, but you're going to have to check the website for some of that. All right, we're talking about answered prayer all this week. And again, nothing super, super lengthy regarding all these definitions of prayer because of the time. But I want to get four of these PowerPoints over to you from Andrew Murray about answered prayer. The first one was abiding in Christ. When you're abiding, you're living, you're remaining in, not just visiting, you're dwelling with God. God's in you. Then you know, point number one, you are asking according to the will of God. You say, well, how do I know? Because when you are allowing God to live in you and you're communicating with him every day, your self-will will start to be brought down low. Then like-mindedness with God is allowed to increase. And so before you know it, you're starting to get into harmony with God so that his desires become your desires. You're praying, come kingdom, come. I want your will, God, in this. Well, great. That means you've taken self off the throne and you've said, God, please show me on this. And he will. Abiding in Christ, Andrew Murray says, the soul learns not only to desire now, but spiritually to discern what is going to be for God's glory in the end. I want your will, God, in the end. So a good question to ask yourself is, will this glorify God? That's John 17:4. God, is this what you want? Is this going to bring glory to your name, to the kingdom? So number one, answered prayer. We're asking in accordance to God's will. God, I want to know what you want. That'll come by abiding in Christ. So I hope you understand that. First thing we're doing is we're making sure we're abiding in Christ. Man, we're on the vine. Right? John 15:7, we're abiding on that vine. If you abide in me, my words abide in you. You're going to ask what you will, and it's going to be done. All right, so we're abiding in Christ, then we're asking God's will in the scene. Number two, by abiding in Christ, we get this confidence now to use the name of Christ, right? So next thing we're going to do by abiding is we're going to go and use Jesus' name. You say, well, I use his name a lot. You know what? But there's a faith behind it. When you're really abiding in God and you know that you now are sensing, wow, I'm going to pray this thing through, that you can use the name of God. That's power in there. Whatsoever you ask in my name. See, that's powerful. You get that confidence by abiding, by staying with God, letting him download you. And then you're able to say, you know what? Darn it, in the name of Jesus. And there's a confidence. All right, two more points as we go along on answered prayer. Thank you for joining me on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless. Down,
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.